Our story starts tonight in Luke 22, verse 7 through 13. We remember Jesus' last meal, his last supper. It's the day of preparation and the meal is being prepared. Jesus sends his disciples, Peter and John, to go and get ready for the Passover meal. They've done it many times before and they know what is required. And Jesus has told them that it's all been prepared in advance. They just have to go and ask and the place will be ready. And as they're preparing, they cannot imagine the twists and turns that are going to take place all through this meal. It's a meal that they've celebrated many, many times in their life and they know it off by heart. But tonight, things would be different. During the Passover meal, Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper. It's the very first time. They have no idea that this very night he would be betrayed and arrested. They go as Jesus has told them and they find things just as he has said. They set up for the meal and then they come to the place where they celebrate the Passover. I often wonder what's going through the disciples' minds as Jesus said, "I've eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." What were they thinking? What did he mean, before I suffer? We know because we look back, but they had no reference to his phrase. How is our friend Jesus going to suffer? What's about to take place? And then at this Passover meal, Jesus says those words that are said each time we gather to celebrate the Lord's Supper. "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Drink of it whenever you do, in remembrance of me." These words are not from the traditional Passover meal. Jesus adds them in. What does Jesus mean? Why has he added these words to the meal? But there are still more surprises to come. Jesus makes this statement, "But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table." Wait a second. It's just the 12 of us. It's just the closest disciples here. Is he saying one of us is going to betray him? One of his disciples? One of his trusted 12? With all of these emotions running through their minds, they have another surprise. Jesus gets up at a point in the meal. He fills a bowl with water. He takes a towel and he starts washing everybody's feet. Peter says, "You shall never wash my feet." Washing feet is a task that's reserved for a servant. It's beneath Jesus to perform this humble task. This was not for the master to do, but Jesus does it. And to that objection that Peter brings, Jesus says, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." This meal was so unique that it goes down in history. Remembered from that day on into the future, generation after generation celebrates the Lord's Supper. We remember it again tonight. After the meal is over, we read in Luke 22 that Jesus and his disciples went to the Mount of Olives. Jesus has gone there to pray. And as he is praying, he prays these words, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus knows that the hour is fast approaching. He knows that he's going to have to face some very challenging times. He prays very earnestly. So earnestly, in fact, that his blood appears to be blood. His sweat appears to be blood dripping from him. Twice during this time, he tells the disciples to pray. And twice when he comes back to them, they've fallen asleep. The scripture tells us that they were exhausted from sorrow. The evening of the Passover ends in the garden when Jesus is betrayed and arrested. In Luke 22, we read this. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up. And the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, should we strike with our swords? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, no more of this. And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns. This is your hour when darkness reigns.